Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, May 1st, 2022. Today on the Ether, Luna NFTs with Lavana Protocol, hosted by The Degenerate. Let's take a listen.
Hey guys, see everybody kind of coming in now. Yeah, we're going to do a little early morning chat with, I guess depending on where you are, Lavana Protocol here. How's it going?
Hello. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I was just gonna give us a couple minutes here while everyone's trickling in, but
great. I see Beach Dragon is here, so she'll be one of our speakers.
Perfect. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, we've been kind of diving into the NFT space on Terra, and I know you guys are one that people kept kind of talking about. Seems like a pretty underrated project, so I wanted to hear more about what you guys are doing.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the invite. I don't know about underrated, but we here at Lavana are proud of having launched the largest mint ever in the Terra space. We minted back in November. We had 41,000 NFTs minted in a no whitelist open kind of reverse auction NFT mint. We had 6,500 wallets participate, which is the largest mint ever in terms of wallet distribution, also in Terra. And since then, we created evolutionary NFTs. And so we've gone through three evolutions. We're about to go into our fourth. And we have more than 5,000 people currently playing something called the Faction Wars, which is essentially a blockchain game of multiple steps and evolutions. And that's been really fun. It's all part of our NFT process. So we started off with meteors that came in a meteor shower. Those meteors were then cracked to reveal either dragon eggs or else magical dust. And then those eggs were then further evolved into nested eggs, which required having matching magical dust. And now we're about to go into genetic modifications. And then after that, we'll be hatching baby dragons. And lots more fun to come. And then when you nested a dragon egg, you got a faction talisman. So you were in one of four, you were assigned to one of four factions, but of course people sold and traded. And then the faction wars have been going on since the 22nd of February. And like I said, we've had 6,000 people playing and it's been a tremendous amount of fun. We did the first ever multiplayer game on the Terra blockchain called the Battle of Malus Chasma. We had dragon cards. We introduced everyone to testnet and we got people educated really about, you know, a lot more about the Terra blockchain, which is really our goal. Our, you know, we have an ultimate goal of onboarding 100 million more people into the space. So everything that we've done until now has been to educate, to onboard, and to involve as much of the community as possible.
So you guys are pretty much, I would say, one of the first ones on Terra then to make something more than just like a profile picture community collection, where it's actually each NFT you get kind of helps you out within this kind of game that you guys are creating. And Crypto Thompson had sent me a couple things about a swap that you guys are doing that looked like it had like leverage trading or something on it as well.
Yes. So in addition to being, again, the first evolutionary, you know, kind of utility project NFTs on Terra, we also are actually a financial protocol. You know, we're a DeFi protocol. We are not just about NFTs. And so we do have a perpetual swap. We also have an LLI product, and we are about to do our token generation event in about 5 weeks. So there's an entire ecosystem behind Lavana. And I think we are the first project to ever try to marry these two ideas together. And really, this is what we're calling GameFi, because what's happening is that we see that you can't have a successful game economy without a strong DeFi protocol behind it. And the same is reverse. The reverse is true also. You know, when you look at things like Axie or DeFi Kingdom, so you see that if you don't have a really strong economic model that will continue to push new people into the system, it's not really sustainable long term.
And so do you want to go over with us a little bit about what your protocol is going to look like? I saw it's like a swap, also leverage trading. Like, can you just give us an overview of what that's going to look like?
Sure. Elon, do you want to take that?
Sure. Excuse me. Can you repeat the question one time?
Oh, yeah, no worries. So I was just saying, do you want to give us kind of an overview of what your protocol is going to look like, kind of what it's going to include, some of the features it's going to have, stuff like that?
Sure, absolutely. So the trading protocol is essentially, there's a couple of things. The main thing is a leverage trading protocol of perpetual swaps, which is a type of trading that is much more popular and common in the traditional finance world and centralized finance, like exchanges like on Bybit and centralized crypto exchanges, much more so than it is in DeFi. So we are bringing perpetual swaps to Terra. It's a leverage trading platform, and then we're also going to have the LLI tokens. So LLI stands for Lavana Leveraged Index Tokens. And that is basically an easy way to hold a 2x leveraged token of your choice. So the first one we're going to release is the Luna 2x LLI token, which means it's very simple. You would basically just switch or swap between Luna to Luna 2x, maybe like if there's a dip in the market, like right now, and you're, you know, fairly confident that the price of Luna is going to bounce, then it would be a great thing to, obviously not financial advice, but it's a trading strategy to switch into Luna 2x when you think we've bottomed, and you know, ride the increase in price up with a 2x leveraged token. And so whatever gains that you would make, you're actually gaining twice as much, with that 2x leveraged token. So you could when you hit, you think we've hit a peak or something like that, you could switch it back into Luna, original Luna, and lock in whatever those 2x gains are that you just made. Of course, it works the opposite way. You know, you can lose funds if the market moves against you. But it is kind of a nice and fairly simple way to start learning about how to use leverage and leverage trading. So that's the LLI products. Perpetual swaps is kind of the main one of the main trading protocols that we're bringing to the Terra ecosystem. And I won't get into too much about what perpetual swaps is, but know that it is a trading platform and a trading method that is, again, much more common in traditional finance than it is in DeFi today. So that, I hope, answers that question.
Awesome. And then, and you guys have, like you said, a token drop coming pretty soon. I saw some of the, I think if your NFT is staked, then there's a bunch of rewards you're getting for that. You're going to want to go over that portion of it?
Sure. So we do have a token drop, a token generation event, which is happening. It's scheduled right now for 5 weeks from now, about 5 weeks from now. And we have a number of NFTs, so sometimes this gets confusing for people. So again, because we have evolutionary NFTs, and they don't evolve on their own, people actually have to actively evolve them. So the meteors have to be cracked, dragon eggs have to be nested eggs have to be genetically modified, etc. And because we also have these talisman and other prizes that have come into the game, so we do have five different collections. So I just wanted to be clear that you'll have to have evolved NFTs that are staked in order to gain from the airdrop. So that means either nested dragon eggs, which means that you've gone through the you know, you've cracked your meteors, you've found your dragon egg, and then you've nested it with the dust that you need. So either nest a dragon eggs or else a talisman from the faction wars that's been awarded reward points. So like I said, we do have this faction war that's been running. We have four factions. In order to play, all you need is a faction talisman, which you can get on the secondary market, or you can nest an egg and you'll receive a talisman. You stake that talisman, you participate in the faction wars, you get a percentage of your faction's prizes. Every faction wins a prize. Every single person that plays will receive something. And then the other option is dust. So you'll stake either dust with spirit level, and spirit level is a representation of the money that was originally contributed to Levana during the original meteor showers. So we always like to say that we never forget a gift. The community contributed a very generous 3.6 million UST to Levana back in November for the 41,000 NFTs that were minted. And that is going to be recognized in the form of airdrops. So based on spirit level. So again, so you could take any of those three things. You can take spirit level dust, you can take a nested egg, or you can take a talisman that has your rewards from the faction war. You can stake it into your dragon cave, which is at dragons.levana.finance, and not available right now. Will be available in about 2 weeks. And then those NFTs, you'll still be able to use them to play all the Levana games that we have available at levana.games. And you'll also be able to move them forward, which means that you'll be able to also move forward and hatch your baby dragons. But they'll be staked into the contract for 6 months. You won't be able to sell them or transfer them anywhere. And then you'll be eligible for all the airdrops. So hopefully that wasn't too convoluted of an answer.
No, that was awesome. And before we go any further, too, I just want to say, like, thanks for everyone in the audience for showing up here. If we could share the room around a little bit. I know it's hard to get Levana Protocol on here, and they have a lot of stuff they're dropping soon. So just let's try and fill the space up a little bit. And yeah, Beach, that was a fantastic answer. So when you're talking about on the protocol, on your web where you go to play some of the Levana games, what kind of games do you guys have? Like, are you able to use the NFTs in the games right now, or do you kind of connect your wallet and then it just shows that you're playing, or how does that all work?
Great question. So right now we have five different games that you can play by having a Levana NFT in your wallet or having staked a Levana NFT in the faction wars, meaning having staked a talisman. So if you go to levana.games and you have either staked a talisman or you have a Levana NFT, which could be a dust, a talisman, or anything else, you'll be eligible to play all the Levana games that we have. We have Salim's Adventure. We have a Rack Attack. We have Luna Quest. We have all sorts of games to play. We also have a game that runs off our Discord called Choose Salim's Adventure. So we have a whole bunch of different games which explore the lore and the backstory and how did humans end up on Mars? What's with these dragons, et cetera? It's a really fun adventure, I think, into the whole world of Levana. And in fact, we have a book that's currently in production. We have a comic series, and we have seven different lore articles that are posted on the Levana blog on Medium, which are really fun and have, beautiful graphics and imagery. And I think tell the story very well of the history of humans on Mars, how we ended up there, and where these dragons came from. And so you can, again, use those NFTs now to play those games, but they're not in the game, meaning I'm not going to make a claim that it's like a metaverse game. That's not the intention. The intention was to bring back some fun, or bring some fun into the blockchain and into Terra. Remember that back in October, there were no Terra NFTs even yet at all. Galactic Punks was the first mint back in the end of October. And then Levana's mint was November 6th. So this is really a new space. And even just the idea of evolutionary NFTs in Terra was totally radical. And so we wanted to explore what's possible, see what the community was interested in, and also build on that experience. So we do have plans for an eventual Levana game, like capital G game. And that game is, if you want to think of like some kind of a mix between Clash of Clans, Magic Heroes, and I'm trying to think of another game that would be a good analogy. But in the meantime, those two, and that is currently like we're working on it, and we have an entire game design and production team that's working on that game. So that game will obviously allow you to use your dragons. You know, we have visions of people riding their galactic punks on Levana dragons. It's going to be a really epic game, but we're about a year away, I think, from the release of that game. But in the meantime, we have the Faction Wars, and we do have multiplayer experiences like the Battle of Malus Kazma, dragon cards. We're about to introduce something called Alchemy into the Faction Wars later on this week. So there are other experiences that you can achieve just by having staked a talisman in the Faction Wars, for example.
And so the game that's in production, you guys are doing, is it a mobile game, a PC game?
It's we've planned for mobile. But again, you know, I want to be very clear and say, we're not Sony, and we're not building a $300 million game. One, that would just be ridiculous. And two, you know, we're not a game studio. So let's imagine, you know, something in the order of magnitude of like a $10 to $15 million game. And mobile is definitely on our list. But if we have to cut, so, you know, we'd think about doing it desktop only. But we do recognize that so much of the community is interested in it being mobile first. Probably 20% of our community wants mobile. So we're working right now actually to transform everything that we've done until now, like in the Dragon Cave that we have, to mobile. And it's important for us going forward that everything will also be mobile.
Awesome. Yeah, it seems like I haven't seen many projects even on ETH really have a protocol associated with them that's doing something like I haven't seen leverage trading decentralized in the Terra space. So that's super cool that you guys are doing that. And then on top of that, it seems like not only are you doing a game, a fun NFT project, but you're also trying to build a brand around your collection, which is something that I think is really the only thing that keeps NFTs pushing like 10 years down the road, is if you can make your NFT project a brand that people see with, like you said, comics, games, all of that kind of stuff. So I think not only in just the Terra space that is, like you said, so new, but just in the NFT space as a whole, you guys are really bringing a lot of different elements that I don't think many NFT projects are.
Well, thank you for the call out. You know, there's a lot of really smart people around the table at Levana, and it's an honor to work with them and to imagine with them and to dream with them. And I can remember, you know, back in September when people said to us, like, you guys are nuts. This meteor shower is never going to work. Nobody's going to show up. You can't do that. You can't no shill a project. You can't have no whitelist. That's not how you do things in crypto. And I feel like we collectively as a team kind of said, you know, watch us and hold my beer. And it was amazing. Like, more people showed up than any other mint in Terra, like, to, you know, at that point and still today. So I think you have to be willing to push the envelope. I think you have to be willing to try new things. I think you have to be willing to fail. That's a big part of this, right? If you're gonna push the envelope, if you're gonna try things that nobody else has done before, then you have to be radical about it, and you have to be willing to take huge risks to the benefit of everyone, but you have to be willing to take those risks. Otherwise, we're all just going to continue to see the same, like, here's some more art that was created with some AI that, you know, somebody put together. And I don't mean to demean any of the artwork that's on Terra in the Terra NFT space, but, you know, there's a difference between a PFP that will sit in your wallet and a PFP that's going to give you access to a game and an experience. And I think what's happened already is that, you know, you can see that we've started delivering in November, and we haven't stopped for one day since then, and we continue to deliver. And I think the community appreciates that. And that's why, you know, our NFTs have remained essentially, you know, I think the top project in Terra. And you see that in terms of secondary sales, and you see that in terms of liquidity in the market, and you see that in terms of people, you know, desperate to have one of these 8,888 Levana dragons.
Yeah. I just want to quickly point out that PFP, which I didn't realize until I started working in crypto, means profile pic. So a lot of people obviously have awesome NFT profile pics. And I think Beach Dragon is just mentioning that, you know, you can have a cool NFT that just sits in your wallet or maybe is used as your profile pic, or you could have, well, and you can have, you know, a PFP that's also like a game piece in like the one of the largest, you know, actual Terra blockchain games that's being developed, which is has a lot of really cool utility and just fun, you know, fun abilities to change over time. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, so I know maybe people if they're not already in Lavana and they want to get into it, when you pull it up on a marketplace, obviously you guys have a bunch of different NFTs. What would you say, like somebody new entering your guys's project? What would be the go-to if they had like a little extra Luna or UST and they wanted to hop in? What would you say would provide like the most value?
So I think you have two options. I think you can either buy a member talisman, which is in the Lavana loot contract, and join the faction wars and come and play. And by playing in the faction wars, you get more NFTs, like just by participating in our Discord and playing the Choose Salim's Adventure game, you get a PDA minted to you, which is a personal Dragon Atlas. Or if you have a little bit more Luna, then I would suggest buying either a nested or a unnested dragon egg and joining the Dragon Riders and coming and being part of the Lavana adventure. So I think there's two options there. You know, the member talisman, I think, are about one Luna, maybe a little bit less than one Luna right now. So, you know, we do have these four factions. They appeal to widely different audiences. We have the Council, who are and have been traditionally the controllers of Mars. We have the Guardians, who have been the gatekeepers, the military, the defense force, the organizers. We have the Free Martians, who are the freedom fighters, the rebels, you know, fighting against the Council and the Guardians. And then we have the Terrans, who have traditionally been under the control of the Council and the Guardians. And they are like the teachers and the educators and the builders and the tinkerers. And they would like freedom from the evil Council. So you have these four factions fighting essentially to gain control of Mars. And in every action or opportunity, I think so far there's been about 18 different quests and activities for people within the factions to go on. And they have their own channels within our Discord. They fight as teams. Right now we have a meme contest running. So if you check out the Lavana Twitter, we have the four factions each have their own Twitter handles. We have some really funny memes happening. It's really been fun. It's been fun to see the community that's been built, the relationships that have been built. You know, crypto is sometimes isolating. Not sometimes. It is isolating in many ways, right? We're all here trying to be part of something and trying to share and help one another. And yet at the same time, you know, we're anonymous and nobody sees our faces and we don't have our real profiles. And that can be really isolating and lonely. And I think especially after, you know, 2 years of COVID, people were very much apart. And what the faction wars have done, rather than divide people into four groups, is actually to build four communities that are so incredibly strong and supportive and fun and silly. It's just, it's really been a wonderful experience. I've loved to see how the factions have developed and how they've, you know, really taken on their characters. They LARP on Twitter, they LARP in Discord, and people have really enjoyed themselves. And crypto has become something that's, it is obviously, we're all here to make money, but it's also become something that people enjoy and they spend time in our Discord just talking to one another and making friends and helping one another. And I feel really so just grateful and lucky to be a part of that.
Yeah, definitely.
I was gonna say, so the nested and the nested eggs. So if you wanted to buy an unnested egg, then you said in order to nest it, you also have to get the dust that kind of correlates with it.
Correct. You'd also need dust. The benefit to a nested egg is that you get a talisman. Once you match the dust that you need and the nesting station in the dragon cave at dragons.lavana.finance will let you know exactly which dust you need to nest that egg. So what happens when you nest is you combine that magical dust with the egg. It's sort of like fertilizing it, you can imagine. And the output of that is a talisman. So the benefit is that you get a talisman and you could get one of the premier talismans, which are super rare. They get way more benefits than the other member talisman. And you have the option to win one of those. It's about a 2% chance. The other option is, again, to get a nested egg, which has already been nested by somebody else, and just buy a talisman off the secondary market. You don't need a talisman. You do need a talisman to play in the faction wars, though. So those are the options that you have, essentially. to join now, meaning I wouldn't go onto the secondary market and buy dust just to hold dust. And I probably wouldn't go onto the market and buy a personal dragon atlas, a PDA, without either having a dragon or, you know, you can get that yourself just by playing in the Discord. So, and owning another Lavanna NFT. So I feel like there's some pretty easy on ramps that are quite affordable, you know, even, and what is Lynette at right now? 79, 80. So, and I believe that the member talisman are the ones that were created. They're the spinning ones. They're the ones that were created by nesting eggs. That's what I would pick up. There are other talisman that were airdropped to Luna Bull holders, to Galactic Punk holders, and to Styler holders, but those are going to give the least amount of rewards. So if you want maximum rewards for joining now, then pick up a member talisman. And again, those are the ones that spin, or like 3D and they spin.
Yeah. Pick up one of those, stake it in the factions.lavanna.finance website, and you'll be able to see all of the games in one place. You'll be able to see the status of the faction wars. You'll be able to see, you know, how many members of your faction there are, and kind of who they are, like in terms of what talisman they're holding. And yeah, the games themselves are fairly, you know, fairly easy, but fun. You know, some of them are like side scroller, like Mario type of 2D, like adventures, which are like actually really fun. You know, one of them is like a choose your own adventure quest, which is actually takes place on our Discord. You know, other games are there are various types of games. Beach Dragon is leading our gaming team and created the first Terra blockchain multiplayer game in the Battle of Melis Chasma, as she mentioned before. And so when you play these games, they're fun. And when you finish the games, you get some prizes. And the combined action of playing and participating means that you will be eligible for the Lavanna airdrop, which is coming in about 5 weeks, as we said. And basically, the more you play, the more you win, the more you participate, the better you're going to get, the better you're going to do in terms of the airdrop. And of course, if you're holding any Lavanna NFT that has spirit level, which again is kind of that original funding for the first 41,000 NFTs that we minted in our mint, that those people are also eligible for the airdrop. So it's a really cool and interesting way to, rather than just kind of spraying and praying with the Lavanna tokens and just giving them to, for example, every holder of Luna, as most projects do, this is much more rewarding to actual participants and players and people who are in the community, you know, learning and enjoying, you know, having this adventure with us as we build this perpetual swap platform and leverage trading, you know, products, GameFi products and DeFi dApps, all of which are basically geared to or designed to bring a massive audience from Web 2 to Web 3 and specifically the Terra ecosystem. So, you know, Jonathan Karras is our head of communications. He's on the Luna Foundation Guard, the LFG. You know, you might be familiar with them. They're buying $10 billion worth of Bitcoin to act as the reserve for Terra and some other really critical decisions on a high level for the direction of the ecosystem. And so, you know, and he helps lead our team and, you know, just really, really, you know, exciting and interesting to work with, you know, all these people, you know, Beach Dragon and Jonathan and the rest of our team that are really focused totally on bringing this new kind of trading protocols and new GameFi products to Terra. And yeah, Lavanna Dragons, that's the gamified NFT collection. And as we mentioned right at the beginning, and maybe I'll repeat it because so many new people have joined, we've got the most unique wallet holders in the Terra ecosystem, some of the highest trading volumes, and the largest collection of NFTs on Terra, period, in terms of numbers of NFTs, because they're really, a lot of them are game pieces, and a lot of them have really incredible utility and will evolve over time. I mean, the one of the steps in coming is the genetic modification of your dragon. So you'll be able to actually design your custom baby dragon when it hatches by going through the genetic modification of combining some meteor dusts with your nested egg. So that's kind of one of the coming steps, which is really exciting. I think my dog is going crazy, so I'm gonna put myself on mute for a second.
So just to add on to that, you know, a lot of times we talk about, and there's definitely been a plentiful amount of conversation in the Terra ecosystem, right, about the rarity and how you get really rare NFTs. And normally you just, right, you get on a white list and then you put in your money and you hope when you mint that you're going to get something rare. So what we decided to do was something pretty radically different, right? The initial meteor shower, the minimum amount was 8 UST. And there were more than 2,000 dragon eggs that came out of 8 UST contributions. And now we're allowing you to genetically modify your dragon. So you want a specific type of horn? Awesome. You want a specific color of eyes? Awesome. You want, you know, some specific characteristic? You want a dragon, a type of dragon? I've never seen another project where we're saying, okay, so you want an Eastern dragon, you want a Western dragon, you want a Wyvern dragon. Like, those are options that we're giving you so that you can really create a companion, both for your NFT, right, for your PFP, and also for your eventual companion in this game. That's something that you've designed and created, which I think is really exciting and super fun. You know, I kept saying I really wanted purple dragons, and I've got my purple dragons coming, but now I can pick out their eye color and I can choose their horns and I can choose what kind of dragon they are. You know, maybe I wanted a really fun Eastern dragon, or maybe I wanted a Wyvern dragon, or maybe I wanted a Western dragon, and that's up to me. I don't have to, you know, pray in a mint that I'm going to get something else and then have to trade it or whatever. It's like designer dragons.
So, and you said you can change the characteristics with certain types of dust. Are you guys going to kind of release which dusts do what? Or is it going to be just however many dusts you hold, you can use that to change certain things? Or how's that going to work?
So with regards to the dust that's required, of course, we are going to release it. We've already released for eye color, for example. We released it like almost 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, the eye color chart, which shows for each type tier of dragon, which dusts are required. And there are 17 different eye colors possible. We have 22 different types of horns available. We have 3 different types of dragon bodies. Like, you know, we've made it possible so that there's so many different options available that anyone would be hard pressed, I think, not to end up with a dragon that's like the dragon of their choice. And then if you look at the dragon eggs, you can see, you know, what the patterns and the shapes look like. So if you head into our Discord and look at our sneak peeks, you can see we've matched up, like, you know, here's what a dragon egg is, right? The outside of the dragon egg is a really good indicator of what the dragon skin and texture is going to look like. So people have had a lot of fun, you know, trying to match up like, oh, I own this egg. Oh, it's going to look like that dragon. But it's a great indicator. You know, if you want a purple dragon, then obviously get a purple egg.
Well,
if you want a blue dragon, then get a blue dragon egg.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, then it also kind of ups demand for dust and ups demand for certain types of eggs and stuff like that. So goes back to the holders, creating value to the holders, because other people are going to have higher costs for some of the dust. People might want to collect them and hold them. And yeah.
You know, listen, it's a great call out. You know, it was important for us and it remains important for us that everybody that participated at the start, I think that our NFTs have done about, you know, something between 10 and 100X since November. And have held that position pretty closely. So, you know, if you participate in the meteor shower, I think you did pretty well. But it was important for us that everybody that participated, whether you got a dragon egg or not, you felt like, you know, we worked really hard to make sure that you were rewarded in kind. So, you know, it's a loop that is self-fulfilling a little bit, right? So yeah, that all of that dust, and I've said that I think from the beginning that dust is the game. So you can't advance, you can't genetically modify, and you won't be able to hatch without that dust. So every box is going to be important.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to know a little bit more for. I feel like you guys are kind of really good for both sides of NFT holders, like the people that want to get really involved and love the gaming side of things and love kind of, you know, playing to get rewarded, and also the people that maybe just want an NFT that they can hold and passively kind of make some gain on that. And I'm kind of seeing that with some of the stuff you're doing with the protocol. I saw some of your incentives for, I think you guys have three phases of the lock drop. And then there's boosted rewards for the amount of time you're holding your token or staking your NFT, something like that.
Correct. And in addition to that, we're also working with partners like Orion, for example, who are going to be offering extra rewards for staking Lavana NFTs. So we like to think about our NFTs as, again, like, you know, we were not really interested in making an NFT collection unless it was going to be a comprehensive experience and an adventure that we could bring you on along with our other project. So in every possible way, you know, we want to reward the people that have been with us, you know, wherever on the journey they've joined us. We want to reward that commitment and that contribution and their involvement in our community. And the two really go hand in hand. You know, they're married together. It's not like we're two different parts of a company, you know, sitting on different sides of a room. Like it's all integrated.
Right. It's all part of DeFi-tainment, which is, you know, you could call it GameFi, you could call it DeFi-tainment. It's kind of the thesis that we're working on, which is basically the blending of entertainment and DeFi. I mean, DeFi, I know I spoke for our team when I say that we think DeFi is a good thing for the world. It's like a 0-to-1, you know, new technology, almost like dragons, right? That came out of nowhere, right? And we didn't know that it was going to happen, but it came, and now it's like a good thing for the world. You can use it to advance yourself. It's you know, egalitarian. It's open to anyone with an internet connection. And the way we're trying to kind of bring DeFi to the masses is with DeFi-tainment. So blend, you know, obviously what we've seen since DeFi summer of 2020 is that most people coming into the ecosystem since then are not coming into, you know, straight into DeFi, into these like complex financial tools. They're coming because of NFTs. They're coming because of entertainment, because of gaming, play to earn. You know, that's where the people are finding, you know, most value of coming into crypto. So we said, the Lavana team said, okay, you know, we want more people to use DeFi, and we want to entertain and educate them at the same time. Let's make this an adventure that we're all in together. So, you know, gamification and fun, we believe will bring in the next generation of participants to DeFi by, you know, engaging them through all these games, the entertainment, the adventure, the storytelling. You know, we have a series of lore, several mini stories and the kind of the backstory of the faction war that we were talking about earlier, about why these four factions are fighting for like leadership of Mars. You know, all these mini games tie into the lore, these experiences, and all of these mini games are leading up to an eventual large game with a capital G, kind of like in the style of Axie Infinity or DeFi Kingdoms, which is you know, scheduled to be released down the line. And that broader game will include you know, integration with the NFTs, and a lot of you know, actions in the game will be you know, based on the leverage trading platform that we're also building, the trading protocols. So the perpetual swap platform, which is basically a way to enable anyone to create a leveraged exposure for any asset. So that's why we're called Lavana. Lavana is an acronym, stands for leverage any asset. And so that means that you can have leveraged exposure to any asset, you know, long position or short position, on a transparent, you know, community governed DAO DeFi application. That's also a world of lore and entertainment and games, and you know, eventually, hopefully, a Netflix show. And just, you know, we want, obviously, I think everyone here wants DeFi to succeed. We all want crypto to continue to grow. I mean, you know, current dip notwithstanding, it is growing, right? It's growing all the time. And, you know, but it's growing in all directions, and especially in entertainment and gamification. And so we want to marry those things to a leverage trading platform Which is like a dragon. I mean, the leverage is like a dragon, right? You can ride leverage and create, you know, amazing, funds or wealth, based on your belief in a trade. I mean, you're not limited by your assets. If you're leveraged 2x or 5x or 10x, you know, if you're sure something's going to happen, you can really benefit off that. And, you know, so it's like a dragon, and that's magical that way. But on the other hand, if you're wrong, you know, dragon can also burn you. So, trade with care and with confidence. And also, you know, you don't have to do any of that. You can just be a part of the NFTs, the lore, the excitement, the games. And, you know, if you can do it all in one place, that's what we're trying to bring to market. And, it's really fun. It's really, really awesome to do it and to be a part of the community. And the lunatics are just incredible.
Thank you, Elon. I just wanted to add one point to that thought, which is some people are discouraged by the high price of dragons, and they're like, "Wow, man, I missed out on the boat here at Lavana," and you know, kick themselves for not participating in the meteor shower. So we do have upcoming land. We have other animals. We have other experiences, which will be possible to get in more on the ground floor. And so if you're new to Terra or new to the ecosystem and, you know, frustrated by the high price or the higher prices of, again, compared to like Sol or ETH NFTs, I don't think they're high, but I think we can all agree on that. But if you're, you know, intimidated by the prices that you see for Lavana Dragons or for Galactic Punks or what have you, you know, look for the projects that have things coming soon, like other additions that they're making to the projects or, you know, new experiences. So we'll be adding new experiences over the next probably 2 to 6 months, which will also allow you entrance into the game. And again, like I said, you know, you can join the faction war still today. You can play, you can join a faction, you can have all those experiences. There were some time limited games like the Dragon Cards and the Battle of Malus Chasma, but now we have two more time experiences that you can still participate in, which are Alchemy, which is going to be really fun and very explosive. And we also have the Trading Wars. So there's other experiences still to be had. And again, I think those member talisman are less than, I was just going to check on Random Earth while I was talking. I think that they're a Luna or less. So I see that Luna's now at 81. So this is a great time to jump in if you haven't joined us already.
Yeah. Aww. And I was just going to say, you also will get the airdrop, and you know, who doesn't love an airdrop? I mean,
exactly.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so and just in case the room has shifted around a bit and some new people are here, so from kind of an overview of kind of what we've talked about so far, I think you guys have said, so from a branding side of things, you guys have some comics coming, hopefully a Netflix thing coming at some point, to be determined, and then from kind of a gaming perspective, for people who really want to get into the nitty gritty, you guys can, you have a bunch of stuff going through Discord. You guys have some games on the site. You can pick up a talisman and, get into some of the faction wars, join one of the factions. And then, you guys have like a full blown game coming about a year down the road. You guys have a protocol on the way. The list kind of goes on.
It does. You know, people often ask me by DM or on Twitter, like, how do I pick an NFT project? How do I decide who's real and who's not? And so, you know, obviously I'm biased, right? Because I'm the head of product here at Lavana. But I always tell people, look at the team and then look at what they've delivered. You know, if the team has delivered in the past and you can see, you know, what they've delivered and who they are, awesome. If you haven't, you know, that is somewhat suspect. But we have delivered on a consistent basis, you know, every 4 weeks, basically, since we launched. And we continue to deliver experiences that I think our community is loving. And that for us is, you know, part of the game. So like for us, the game started even before the original meteor shower. And now it's just continuing to evolve. And like I said before, you know, we will continue to push the envelope. We will continue to try new things. Sometimes we'll make mistakes, but our goal is always, how can we onboard more people? How can we bring value to our users and to our community? And how can we make this adventure of being early on in the ecosystem you know, to everyone's benefit.
Yeah, and I think everybody's kind of in the NFT space, everybody's kind of goal is like, how can you bring value, like you said, to the people, and how can you bring value to the NFTs? Because I know a lot of people have dropped numerous kind of side collections to their collection, but if they don't really do anything, then they're not really worth anything. But with you guys, like with the dust, you said you can burn dust and get different character traits for your dragons. The talisman give you a different value, where you can join the faction stuff.
Right.
So yeah, it sounds like before you guys do a drop, you guys are really mindful of where is this going to lead? How is this certain drop going to have a separate value from another drop that will make it worth something to the people holding it?
Right. I mean, we have 120,000 NFTs minted. I just want you to think about that number for a second. You know, we mint usually once every 2 weeks, if not once every week, because we have people playing different games and getting prizes and different awards, etc. So you might think to yourself, like, wow, 120,000 NFTs. And yet those NFTs have been planned essentially since July, August of last year. And the, you know, the Excel spreadsheets that that sort of like manage the life of this project. Like when we talked about, let's create something totally radical and new, let's innovate evolutionary NFTs. We didn't just think about like, what is evolution one, but it was like, how do we play games with people and keep them interested on the blockchain in public, you know, for a year. So if you think about that and the complexity that went into it and all of the characteristics, and we had like 15 different characteristics just for the meteors alone, and then which of them evolve into evolution one, and then, you know, are they still in evolution two, and how do we keep it fair, and how do we bring new people into the game, etc. We're constantly thinking about how can we bring value to our users, and how can we continue to make this fun, and how can we keep people around the table, because like you said, otherwise it's just an image in your wallet, and then, you know, what value does it have? So that's always our goal, is how do we bring value to our users, and how do we make this, you know, an experience that they want to continue playing? And that again goes back to the perpetuals and to GameFi, because if you look at a traditional model, those systems basically have people quickly taking advantage of the airdrop, right? They get an airdrop, and then the price might pump for, you know, whether it's a day or a week, and then they dump, and then the token kind of falls apart, and the people that are left holding the bag a week later are like, wait, what did I just buy into? And so we've totally redesigned that system, and we also redesigned the airdrop system. You know, we looked really closely at all the airdrops that have happened in Terra, and tried to figure out how can we make this airdrop successful so that everybody benefits. And, you know, we both benefit the community that joined us at the beginning at the meteor showers. We benefit the people that have come on board along the way. We benefit the people that have continued to play. And then we benefit the people that will be here a year or two from now. And so it's taken us a really long time to sit and do the math and do those calculations and work it out. But I'm, if you take a look at the token generation blog that we just produced, it's like 25 pages long, but it was the work of many people over many long nights, because we thought and tried to think about every user, and basically every type of user had an advocate as we wrote and as we created and as we thought. And we tried to represent all of their interests in all of our thinking. And that's really how we design both product and experience, because we recognize that, you know, there are people that have been with us for 8 months, and there are people that have just joined yesterday, and they might have totally different needs, but we want to make sure that we're trying to meet and acknowledge all of them.
Awesome. And I know Amber and Sayak have hopped up here to speak. I don't know if they have some questions they wanted to ask you guys.
Sure.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Awesome.
I just had one quick question, and I've kind of missed part of the conversation here and there, but if will you guys be having perpetuals for other tokens and coins, or will they only be on chain coins like Anchor and other ones, or like will we be able to, you know, short or long like ApeCoin or other things like that?
Yeah. So we're a DAO. So if the DAO votes on any coin, including cross-chain coins like ApeCoin, we're very much expecting to have ETH or Bitcoin as you know, offerings on the perpetual swap. So yes, first the focus is on the Terra blockchain, and then the goal, the roadmap is always to be multi cross chain and provide, you know, perpetual swap on any asset. Not even necessarily just a token. I mean, like we like to say, it could be any real world asset or even any asset inside of a game. Let's say, like, you know, anything that has a price that fluctuates, you know, can be traded on the perpetual swap. And then in terms of the LLI, the Levana Leverage Index tokens, which are the 2x, just an easy way to hold a 2x leverage token. We're first Luna. Then various other Terra ecosystem tokens, and then cross-chain to Ethereum 2x or Bitcoin 2x. All of it is pretty much on the roadmap. But as we're a DAO, the DAO will vote on the next kind of the next assets to offer as LLIs. So I hope that answers the question.
Yep. No, thank you.
For sure.
Yeah, I feel like. A perpetual swap is going to be something huge, especially if you're doing cross-chain tokens, because I know right now, like, the only place to do it is centralized exchanges like Binance and all of those places where people that, like, Terra lunatics, like, they all have their money in Terra Station or, like, off of the in their own custodial wallet. So that'll be very cool. I think people aren't knowing exactly how huge this is going to be. So another question I have for you guys is, so somebody who, like, let's say doesn't have a ton of time to kind of get into all the gamify stuff, but has, let's say they want to get involved with you guys, or whether it's the NFT or the perpetual swap, and they want to kind of, you know, make some money, but without having to put too much time into it. What would your suggestion be for whether it's the token you guys are dropping for the swap, or holding one of the NFTs? Like, where would you kind of on-ramp people, I guess, to your project who just kind of want to passively hold?
Sure.
That's a great question. And of course, we're not giving financial advice. But if we were going to give advice, I would probably suggest acquiring a rare or ancient or legendary Levana dragon and taking advantage of the bonus, and then participating in the LBA and locking, staking that dragon for 6 months, getting the maximum amount of Levana tokens that you could. And then, you know, I would contribute UST and lock for longer. I think that would be like my max strategy. Again, that's like no gameplay. Just buy a nested egg, plan to stake it, max out your airdrop. Make sure you do that, obviously, before the snapshot is taken. We will, we have said it will be around June 1st and go from there. Elon, what do you think? Would you give them different advice?
No, that sounds great. I mean, you the perpetual swap, you do not need, you don't have to have any sort of Levana NFT. You don't have to play any games. The trading platform is open to everyone. And, you know, obviously just it's a DeFi application. But if you want to be a part of, like Beach Dragon said, if you want to get the max out your Levana airdrop and you want to kind of just passively, be a part of the community, then yeah, definitely. Try to get one of those dragon eggs. I mean, they're very rare. I mean, there's only going to be ever 8,888 dragons. You can, or you don't have to customize it. I mean, if you don't customize it, you'll get some, it'll still be a beautiful dragon, you know, with some default look to it. Stake the NFT. The snapshot, like she said, is around June 1st. But the games themselves, again, they really don't take too much time. They're really just kind of an introduction to the world building of Levana, the kind of the lore. And, if you have a second, they're really fun. I mean, they take like no time at all to beat some of the games. They're like little Mario style, like jump scrollers across your screen. It's only available to play any of these games if you have a Levana NFT in your wallet or staked. But yeah, I think I don't have anything further to add, but except for, you know, give the, even though, you know, I also like would have been hesitant to say, oh, you know, this new thing with games, like, I don't know, I'm not really into games, but they're really fun. And it's like a Mario style, like, you know, adventure for like, you know, half an hour, and then you beat this game and you get some rewards, you get some prizes, you get more airdrops. It's pretty cool. So I hope that answers.
Awesome. And so when you're staking your NFT for the lock drop, you want to make sure it's a nested egg.
You won't be able to, I mean, yes, you'll be able to stake a spirit level dust. You'll be able to nest a talisman that has spirit level, because again, if you participate in the faction wars and you staked your talisman, then you will get spirit level from being part of one of the factions. You know, and having done some of the activities, you'll have to do something. You won't just get spirit level for having done nothing and just staking, but you will get activity if you've done something, played one of the games, you've done something, or a nested egg. So your best bet, if you don't want to play anything and don't want to do anything else, again, is to acquire a nested egg.
Awesome. And then, so what for the token you guys are dropping for the perpetual swap, how is, I guess, How does the money kind of flow back into the token? I guess, like, what are kind of the tokenomics for how it's going to the token go up in value?
Sure.
So that's a great question. And I do just want to say, like, you know, I know we only have a few minutes left and obviously we can answer that, but we do have full tokenomics and a light paper, et cetera, both available from our website and also on the blog. So I would encourage people to read a more in-depth answer there. And, you know, we can answer you very quickly here, but that's important to me that you recognize that, you know, whatever we say here, like, please read the blog and the written light paper about all the tokenomics. Because it's not that it's complex, but I mean, it, you know, fair enough. It's the Lavana token. And also that token is not just for the perpetual swaps. It is the Lavana protocol token.
Yeah.
So it covers the protocol entirely. Here, yeah, Elon, if you could answer the question about the token.
Sure. So when the token drops, it is a governance token. So it enables you to participate in the DAO. We anticipate there to be one of the very first votes will be if the token, if the platform proceeds, if the funds generated by the protocol will be accrued to the token. And I can't say yes or no, because it's going to be a vote from the DAO, probably one of the very first votes, similar to kind of like how the Sushi token was. Back in the day, also voted on to basically have that have the funds of the platform accrue to the token itself. For many reasons, all we can say right now is that it's a governance token. And then, in addition to that, in the world of Lavana and the gaming, you will need to burn the Lavana tokens to create assets in game in the metaverse game that we're building. So. You know, things, for example, like weapons or food stuff or, you know, crafting items, you will need the Lavana token and actually burn the Lavana token to create those things. So the goal is to make it in a deflationary token. So, you know, it'll hopefully, you know, it'll be more scarce and rare over time, which might have ramifications for the price. But yeah, as we release it, all we're able to say now is that it is a governance token. And, you know, you can vote on proposals that will be made. And a lot of proposals are already kind of being thought about to make sure that the token does continue to you know, be valuable to the people who hold it.
Okay. So aside from possibly burning it in game and stuff like that, it might even have inflow from like liquidations and swap fees and stuff like that, if that's voted on.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I know we're coming up to an hour here. I don't know if anybody has any questions for you guys or wants to jump up.
Can I ask a question? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I did look at the blog and I had a couple questions on that.
Sure.
For the NFT lockup, it does talk about you know, you have the bonuses and there's plus randomness, and it does talk about you can go from 6 to 12 months. Is this going to be like you can choose 6 or 12, or you can choose like 6, 7, 8? Is there going to be a range?
No, it's going to be probably presets.
And then does that affect the randomness?
The randomness is really more about participation and a few other metrics more than anything else.
And then for the lock drop, you get boosts based on how many months you lock for. So if you were to lock something for, say, 3 months, can you then, once it's released, lock it back up for another set of months and then have that corresponding boost? No, you have to choose in the beginning?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, last question. For the mystery NFT, if you put Livana tokens in and then you have to match with UST, does it have to be equal to what you contribute in Livana tokens to be eligible for the mystery NFT?
So there are tiers of mystery NFTs, and we will reveal that closer to the date, but there's like a minimum tier. It's not going to be like if you lock up one UST and one Livana token, you're going to get a mystery NFT. So there's like a floor. And then after that, we'll have to be an equal match. That's an interesting question. I need to go back to the design spec and look. I don't remember that being the case, but I could be wrong, so I don't want to misspeak. I need to go back to the design spec. But there is a minimum to get the mystery NFT, and then there's tiers where you'll get a more rare NFT depending on how much you lock.
Okay, thank you. That was it.
For sure. And if I can just...
If you ask that question in the Discord, I'll make sure to get you an answer.
Okay, I'll post it in general.
Okay.
Nice. Cool. I would love for more questions. I just wanted to quickly point out something that I thought was kind of apparent, but has been made clear to me that not everyone's familiar. So we, Livana, our connections with Terra go to the roots. As I mentioned earlier at the beginning, Jonathan Karras is our head of communications, and he is on the Luna Foundation guard with Doquan and only like 5 other, you know, rock stars in the Terra ecosystem. So it's really interesting having that perspective on the team. The protocol was also incubated by Delphi Labs, which is, you know, one of the premier R&D kind of groups in crypto. And we're in the same cohort as Astroport and Mars, which are two of the pillars, I would say, of Terra's DeFi ecosystem. We're kind of sister protocol to Astroport and Mars. And there's even a little Easter egg in the Astroport website. When you go to Astroport before you go into the trading platform, where there's that awesome kind of moving graphic of the space, you know, of the Astroport itself, right in the middle, there's a Livana dragon kind of hidden, but it just, that kind of just goes to show our deep connections to the DeFi ecosystem in Terra. And there's very much a lot of plans to collaborate and work together with other DeFi protocols in Terra. You know, we are making a primitive, you know, some of these LLI, the 2x leveraged Luna token, for example, a DeFi primitive that can and will be used by other DeFi protocols in Terra. So that's really exciting. And to see kind of the different Lego blocks of money, of DeFi protocols that are kind of building on top of each other. And we're very much a part of that in Terra. So it's really exciting. And we have very close working relationships with the Mars team and with the Astroport team. And, you know, our lock drop and LBA and tokenomics are admittedly complex, but it's because we very much learned from Astroport and Mars, who each launched fairly recently, you know, with their own, you know, sometimes trials and tribulations. And we very much learned from them and are working, as always, to make Livana the most fair and balanced and equal, you know, protocol there is. And like Beach Dragon was saying earlier, to reward everyone who comes to our ecosystem, no matter when or in what capacity. So yeah, sorry, I felt like I wanted to throw that in there. But yeah, if there's any more questions, I'd love to get them.
Well, and kind of just what you said there, I think it on Terra in general, I think it's a lot cool. It's really cool to see how much protocols kind of work with each other, and NFT projects have been working with protocols and stuff like that. I mean, I traded NFTs on ETH for like a year and never saw the kind of interactions with protocols and NFT projects integrating with each other. So that is super cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Agreed.
Yeah. And one other call out that I did just want to make is that, you know, we saw what happened with Mars and with Astroport, and we took a step back. You know, we were late. We had committed to doing this. We should have been launched already. And we took a step back and said to the community, like, hey, you guys have, you know, highlighted that there are some issues. You're concerned. We're concerned. Let us go back to the drawing board and try this again. And so we had a number of people in the community reach out to us and say, you know, have you considered this? Have you considered that? We had a whole channel in our Discord that was dedicated to community ideas for a revised airdrop and lock drop. And we've implemented, I think, as many of those ideas as we possibly could. So I want to shout out to the community who, you know, stepped up, gave creative ideas, looked at other protocols, both in Terra and outside, and helped us like reformulate our whole plan. And what I hope is that, you know, we've tried again, like I said before, we try to consider every possible type of user and how to give them the most benefit. And something else, I don't think that Elon mentioned this, but, you know, we did mention it in a previous AMA, which is that the team, meaning the Levana team, we are locked up for 1 year post token launch. And then our linear, unlock starts. So the community, you know, the max lock is, I think, 250 days, something like that. So we're like 100 days past the community getting all of their airdrop before we even are in the conversation. And that was really important to us. You know, we have the worst terms of anyone, and that was really important to us. And it's important for us, for people to understand that we're here for the long term. We're here building something, you know, for 3 to 5 to 10 years from now. We're not building for 5 minutes from now. That's true with the NFTs, and it's also true with the token.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate everything you guys have said and for being here. I know we were going to do a giveaway for people who had shared the space around.
So we had said share the Twitter space and then be a member of our Discord. So I think we will take a look at people who have shared on Twitter and then are also Discord members, and then we'll do the raffle, if that's okay.
Yeah.
From those people. Okay.
Of course. Awesome. Yeah. To also say to everybody in the room and just in general Terra space here, I fumbled a little bit and didn't record the space, but Terra space, they record all of the spaces they're in, and they have them all up on the website because Twitter deletes the Twitter spaces incrementally. So if you want to go have a listen in there, or you didn't catch the whole conversation, definitely go to Twitter spaces, and they will have the recordings there for you.
Yeah. And we have over 11,000 people in our Discord. It's a very active Discord. A lot of alpha, a lot of leaks, a lot of fun, a lot of meme contests with really, really awesome prizes, including, you know, nested dragon eggs and meteors, some really high value prizes all the time. Really, really friendly people. You know, the factions, the teams that are playing, you know, kind of with each other and against each other. There's a lot of LARPing, you know, kind of people acting out as they are of members of the different factions, you know, the Council and the Guardians and the Free Martians and the Terrans. And I mean, our story is set 500 years in the future, but in reality, it's a story that's happening right here, right now, in real time. I mean, you know, in the world around us, and, you know, crypto is magic and dragons are magic. So we combining them, and come join us. It's a lot of fun. We have a very flat hierarchy. If you have a suggestion, if you want to say something, if you have a good idea, we are definitely all ears. Our DMs are open, and we're friendly people. So reach out. We want to talk. Yeah.
Also, I think Arm came up here last minute with a question.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I just had a question about the NFT staking. There's one for Orion and one for the airdrop. Will they be like, you have to choose one or?
No, magically you don't. So we're partnering with Orion, and you'll be able to stake via Levana and then get the credit for Orion. We'll have some more details on that shortly. And we do have another partnership in the works, which I can't announce yet, but will be something similar. So again, the goal is always for us to bring extra value to our NFT community and to people that participate and, you know, join us on the journey. So join us.
Yep. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, we're just over an hour here. So I appreciate you guys coming out. I know you guys are a massive NFT project and protocol and stuff like that. So super cool having you guys hop in the spaces with us and coming to chat with the community about what you guys are doing. Really appreciate it, you guys.
For sure. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us, and hope to see you guys in the Discord.
Yeah, come hang out.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Luna NFTs with Lavana Protocol, hosted by The Degenerate, recorded on Sunday, May 1st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. In a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. It was like a little game they invented. Sandoz had the plug, it was all about the research. Gotta get turned on, hollering me first. Government reaction is always kinda knee-jerk. Not exactly what I like to see out of my leaders. Zen lunatics trying to see the other side. Everybody likes to hide and seek when the dose is high. Paranoid, like, people are watching me. Well, that's because people are watching, see? If DMT is a Niagara's of epiphanous beauty, and psilocybin treats your mind like a movie, LSD wasn't the mind control they wanted, so they kept designing different drugs to haunt us.
You are an explorer, and you represent our species. And the greatest good you can do is to bring back a new idea, because our world is endangered by the absence of good ideas. Our world is in crisis because of the absence of consciousness.
Just another night in the cabin, camping. Three drops hitting each tongue like, well, that happened. Feeling like a weird alien on this planet. I'm just passing through, staring at these inhabitants. They didn't know provocateurs infiltrating, lock your doors, trying to start a quiet riot so they could mop the floors. Used to slay the forage, waiting for the drum roll. And that's what happens when cutthroats get all the control. Acting all manic, the passion is frantic. The visuals are magic, so let your mind brandish this little weapon of mass dysfunction. Red Dawn down, now we're tripping with the Russians. Reading in a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. And you wonder why we harbor such resentment, dicks.
My notion of what the psychedelic experience is for is that we each must become like a fisherman and go out onto the dark ocean of mind and let your nets down into that sea. And what you're after is not some behemoth that will tear through your nets, follow them, and drag you and your little boat, you know, into the abyss. Nor are what we're looking for a bunch of sardines that can slip through your net and disappear. Ideas like, have you ever noticed that your little finger exactly fits your nostril? And stuff like that.
Terra Spaces.